Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hey, hello? Paula, how you doing? It's Martin.
Good, how are you?
Sorry about that. I think I had my phone on mute there. Yeah, I just literally got off the pretty hot meeting with my technicians over there. I spoke to upper management. This will be the first time that something like this happened, Paula, and that's why I wanted to personally call you myself. They said that they called you and they sent an email, but obviously, we obviously want to believe you as our client and everything. So, and obviously, you're not going to be sitting there
but
just pretending not to answer the call,
they
right?
They called me and they sent an email. When did that happen?
Yeah, so I'm reading the notes here. Yeah, because I read the notes here. I was trying to see, like, why would they not call? I mean, because this will be the first time ever, and I've been here for 8 years. So it says right here, CI attempted. Three phone calls were made, no answer. Email client rescheduled for 5:22. So that was rescheduled for tomorrow.
I didn't reschedule. You and I were on the phone 2 days ago.
Right.
Remember, I had booked it for yesterday. I said, no, I have a day off tomorrow. Let's do it Thursday. So it was really never a reschedule. But then I got all these emails saying that I missed my appointment, which we scheduled it for today.
Let me ask you, did they leave a message?
I don't know who's calling me and what number they're calling me at, because I didn't get any message from anyone calling me.
No voicemail or anything. Okay, so they also left right here that the voicemail was full, so they couldn't leave a message. So here's
so
what I would like to do for.
Did they call me on my cell, not my work number?
Well, the phone number that they're supposed to reach you at is this one. I emphasize that you want to be called at this phone number here that we're calling, and obviously I don't have any trouble reaching you, so I don't see what the problem was. So that's why I was a little upset myself, because they did that to you. You know what I mean? Because obviously I understand, I respect the fact that a person running a business, they take their time to set aside for something like this, because they're obviously busy running a business. So what I would like to do for you, I'm going to go ahead and reschedule that for you. And what I'd like to do, just so that we didn't lose any time, and apologies, I would like to add an additional 2 weeks to your account. So I'm going to push out your billing, so this way you get more time for us to do our thing. And I apologize on behalf of my company. And this has actually been sent to upper management as well.
Okay.
So let me ask,
other question is the number they provided. So I had my 11
yes.
o'clock training. The guy
yes,
who answered the phone would not transfer me to anyone. So he was completely useless. If he was able to transfer me to somebody who could have helped me, I would have been able to get onto that training today at 11. So
yes.
If your company can't provide me with a phone number for me to reach out and speak to somebody who actually works at your company, that's a problem for me.
Right, right,
this
absolutely.
This could have all been resolved today, but the lack of communication from your company, this is kind of where I'm at today.
No, well,
again,
I'll go ahead and take care of that part for you, Paula. And let me see here. Just to get on the same page, right, we are on Pacific time. So we are here from 7 to 4 p.m. Pacific time. So there's, I believe, a slight difference in the time frame, right? What time is we are right now? Yeah, so maybe you called after hours. So you got our after hours service. I don't know exactly specific service they're using right now for, like, after hours, just to take a message. We'll have them call you as soon as they get in the office. But I will also address that as well. You said they were a little unprofessional with you. Did you get the guy's name?
It wasn't that he wasn't unprofessional. It's just that he wasn't able to provide any useful information. He wasn't able to transfer me to anyone that could help me out. He said he had no contact information, that he was a third-party vendor on behalf of your company. And to me, that's kind of useless.
Right.
I mean, if he can't...
So, yeah, I mean, in their defense, though, Paula, I mean, they actually take down the information, and then we're supposed to call you as soon as we get in the office, and they were supposed to reach out to you. So that's why, please, if you ever have any issues or anything like that, please feel free to shoot me a text or call me directly or send me an email, because I'm always on the phone since I'm one of the senior directors or one of the oldest. Well, not by age, but I mean, I'm 40 years old, but I'm one of the senior directors here for my company, one out of three. So I'm always on the phone since I'm also bilingual. So the fastest way to reach me is by email or text, just like you sent me, because as soon as you get that, I get notification on my account here, and it'll light it up until I answer.
What's your direct number?
My direct number is the 877-635-6300. 6225.
Okay.
Yeah, my extension would be 622.
622?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so that's my number right here. Yeah, so let me go ahead and make sure that I notate that correctly, okay? And now, to get on the same page, right, so there's no misunderstandings or whatnot. Okay, so I want to make sure that I put the right information here for the client interview. So I'm going to go ahead and reschedule your client interview, okay? Now, you let me know if this is okay here, because they did reschedule it. I don't know if they talked to you. Well, you said they didn't.
No one's talked to me. No one's contacted me. You're the first person who's contacted me.
All right. So it says right here they rescheduled you for the 22nd, which is tomorrow at 7 a.m. Pacific time. Would that be okay with you so I can make it official?
It's not. No, I'm not at work that early in the morning.
Okay. Let me see here. So let me go ahead and move that up then. Let me get into the schedule here. Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, I'm gonna notate it and emphasize the fact that, I mean, you have a very, like, a tight schedule, and it's a one-hour, like, intervals with between the client interviews. Mm-hmm. It's another thing as well. So let me see. The one that I have, okay, so they put you in a 7 here. Okay, let me see here. Let me pull out the account, Paula Perino. Okay, so I have available here for 10 o'clock Pacific time. I have 11 o'clock Pacific time.
I know. Your Pacific time doesn't – I don't know what that time is for me.
Okay. Well, right now it's 12:32 where I'm at right now, Paula.
All right. So 12:32, it's 3:32. So we're 3 hours
3 hour
behind.
Difference. Yes. Well, you guys are ahead.
No. You're saying – yeah, we're ahead. We're ahead.
Yeah.
Yep. So you're saying what, 10 o'clock tomorrow?
So if I put you in for the schedule at 10 o'clock in the morning, it would be 1 o'clock your time, p.m.
My time, which is my lunch time. Can you do like 10 o'clock my time, 11 o'clock my time? 11 o'clock my time was a good time for me, which makes it 10, 9, that's like 8 o'clock your time, right?
Yeah, 8 o'clock is filled. I want to make sure that I put you in a slot. So, I mean, we can do it later. I mean, let me tell you what I have available. Okay, so obviously the 7, you don't want to do that one. You're not available. I have 10 o'clock.
Wait,
7
o'clock a.m. your time would be 10
yes.
o'clock a.m. my time. That would work for me.
That would work? Okay, so let me go ahead and leave you there, and I'm going to go ahead and notate it so that way you're taken care of. And I'll go ahead and put all the notes of everything we spoke to. I will push out the billing 2 weeks. So an additional 2 weeks instead of the next billing being on the date that we signed up. Okay, I'll take care of that part. I'll make sure that they call you at this phone number and ask for you. And what is the best, fastest way to reach you? Is it a by phone
number,
call?
The best number to reach me is the work number, not my cell.
Okay, what is that number, please, so I can make sure they call you?
603-216-1221.
Okay, yeah, I got that number here. So then I'll put down this number then.
Yeah, so that the cell number should be the alternative number, but the first point of contact should be my work number.
Okay, and when they call you, right, do you rather them call you or text you to let you know first or both?
To let me know about what?
That they're calling you, just in case you know it's them. So this is a voiceover internet phone.
I would say call my work email. Somebody always picks up, and if somebody doesn't pick up, it goes into a voicemail. So the message always gets to me.
Okay, so it's this number, right? The 1221 you said? The one that ends with 1221?
Yeah, the 1221 number.
Okay,
my
very
cell
good.
Phone,
so
I don't always have it with me. I forget it a lot of times. It's not the most reliable for me. I'm definitely
right.
Not somebody who has my cell phone tied to my head.
Oh, is that right? Okay. All right, okay. Well, I'll make sure to put that down, okay? And again, Paula, I apologize on behalf of my company here. I mean, I'm still going to be dealing with this over here. And I appreciate you guys giving us a shot. So I'm going to make sure that they call you tomorrow. And please, if you have a second there tomorrow, shoot me a quick text or email, just like you did today. Let me know, Martin, I took care of it. And so that way I know that they were able to take care of you, okay? And if you can't, if you missed your appointment or anything like that, please also shoot me an email so I can make sure that they take care of you guys, okay? So we can discuss all the keywords and everything else.
So how do I go, like, I have no instruction on, like, how do I go and join this training?
Like, well, it wouldn't be training. It will be your client interview. So it will be a client interview, right? So when this interview, when they call you, as I mentioned to you, they're going to ask, like, what services you would like to show up for, and they'll help you get those keywords in.
Is a phone interview type of thing? There's going to be
it's a phone interview.
Training online.
You don't need to be in front of your computer, nothing like that. You could just, you can actually be on your break, right there on your cell phone, and you just let them know what you would need to be found for. We have the system, the programs to run all those keywords by. We'll take care of everything. But what the whole purpose of the client interview, Paula, is to get to know your company a little better, so that way we can do your ads customized to what you want to be found for, not what we want you to be found for.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow then. Okay.
All right. Very good. Well, I apologize again, Paula, and thank you for giving us a shot. Yes, this is going to be a phone call. Yeah, it's just a phone call. You don't need to be in front of your computer. It's just it'll take like 10-15 minutes. So yeah, it's not like a long thing. So you don't need to like cancel out your whole day for it. 10-15 minutes should be enough, and discussing the keywords and everything, and we'll go from there. Then the process will start. After that point, that's it. All right, Paula?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate your time, Paula. You have a great day. Thank you very much.
Thank you as well. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you.